Fibrous rhythm. Harakeke doesn't grow much in the Port Hills, but other fibrous things do. We, or silver tussock, crosshatch the landscape in the northeasterly wind patterns. When it catches them just right, the slender blades hiss all the way from the lookout over Otokitoki to the gondola summit station. Mata Aho's tikawe is an expansive work. 40 tightly braided bands of harakeke, each between 11 and 16 metres. Together, they amount to about 600 metres of weaving, a motion of one under, then one over, practised and repeated. The ends are finished with heavy ratchets, which are used to hold the tension and link to another exact belt, or bolted in parallel sets to the perimeter of Christchurch Art Gallery's atrium. The entrance to Te Puna o Waiwhitu is a glassy place and used to being hammered by bright afternoon sun. The transparent panes wrapping the facade bounce the light and draw high lines. I often think of this form like the shell of an insect, an articulated and translucent shelter for life to pass through. Tikawe suggests but does not record the passage of rays through the foyer. Instead, it might encase them, catch them, a net for a sun trap. The hills rise almost 600 metres. More precisely, the highest point is Makto Omawete at 573 metres, though I am sure that this distance might swell upward a little more along the ridgeline, or where the coast falls further down below. Either way, if every strap of tikawe were to form a single cable, it could be anchored at the foot and offer a gentle handrail all the way to the top. With a heavy pack on, walking uphill, breathing becomes heavy too, and it is difficult to keep a steady pace. Heart rate increases as oxygen-deficient blood moves through its right atrium and the right ventricle, and then into the lungs, and back to the heart through the left atrium and the left ventricle. The phrase shouldn't be breathing room, but breathing rooms, a motel-shaped arrangement of chambers to come and go from. At first sight of tikawe, it took me a moment to clock that it was made of plant matter. I initially assumed that Mata Aho had used the kind of domestic industrial material that they have previously employed in works like Kiko Moana or Aka, constructed from tarpaulin and marine rope respectively. Harakeke means there is an unknown element to the work and its longevity that differs from previous projects. Exposure to heat and sunlight may dry the fibre and cause it to tighten or slacken. However, kawe have a tried and tested strength, and the addition of ratchets, transforming them into replicas of commonplace strops, is functional as well, as the work is able to respond to the effects of these environmental conditions. Tikawe does not just visually reference tie downs, it utilizes them as a practical solution that allows such large-scale weaving to be displayed, a spirited synthesis of technology. The apex of Urumau Reserve provides a vantage point down to the industry of the port. Not only the labour of the main quay, but also around the shadowy corner to where the vehicle carrying ships dock. Containers are hoisted off vehicles and new cargo is loaded onto them with the use of cranes and winches. It is easy to get caught up in the romance of the names of freighters. Maple Breeze, Cherry Dream, and the brightly coloured corrugated building blocks, but this is just a work day for a lot of people. Attaching two whiri together results in kawe, a customary innovation used to carry a heavy load on the back. Now in the gallery they're holding the space. What is the sculptural equivalent of a quickly beating heart? Can it be activated when more people start to circulate the area, creating pathways between threshold and internal cavity, and back into the external world? Mata Ahu make with an awareness of the combined energy of their four brains and eight hands. And I guess that equates to four hearts too. Collaboration enables something that exists at a scale proportionate to the body to be enlarged and shared beyond oneself, descending or starbound.